Welcome to Convicted to Grow podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your girl, Coach Tressa, motivational speaker, confidence, and business coach. This podcast is about transformation, resilience, innovation, building connections, and entrepreneurship. Here at Convicted to Grow, we believe that every challenge we face is an opportunity for growth. Whether it's overcoming adversity, finding your purpose, or growing your business, this podcast is your blueprint to personal and professional development. Remember, we are on this journey together. Let's grow. Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of the Convicted to Grow podcast. I'm your girl, Coach Tressa, motivational speaker, confidence, and business coach. I am empowered to elevate you to grow in life and in business through resilience, building confidence, innovation, as well as practical strategies and insights, whether it's coming from me or from other individuals, dope, amazing individuals from all walks of life who are willing to share their story, to tell you how they came back from a setback, how they did a shift and pivot moment when they realized that they got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they made that step to growing. Because again, growth is a daily thing. So y'all, I said this in the last episode, on episode one, I said, y'all gonna grow with me on this journey. For my listeners, y'all gonna grow with me on this journey. I think in anything that you do, you start out, it can be scary a little bit, the unknown, the fear. And I know, like with this podcast, like I said in the first episode, I've been procrastinating, but it's finally here. And I'm excited because on today's episode, we're going to call it Expect More in 2024. This is still February. Yeah. So we're going to, depending on when you listen to this episode, this is like the episode two to Expect More in 2024. And so I'm going to give you six things that I expect more of, or I'll say five. We can say five. Five things that I expect more in 2024. And again, like I said before, this podcast is not just me talking and motivating you, encouraging you, and inspiring you to do better or get the revelation on that you need to do better. This podcast is also to serve as a coaching session for you. So if there's anything that I say that resonates with you, write it down. Last episode, I said, make sure you have a Convicted to Grow notebook. Go to the store, get a 5-subject notebook, 3-subject notebook. One subject ain't going to do because we taking this whole journey together. But, and I want you to put it in the front of the notebook, Convicted to Grow. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. First of all, I want to challenge you. I want you to take the moment, either during this podcast or take some time this weekend or next week, but before the month is over with, I want you to write down what you're expecting in 2024. What are you expecting in 2024? What is it that you would like to see happen in 2024? 2023, to some, it was a great year. To some, it might have been a year of losses, setbacks, changes. It might have been a year of all hell was breaking loose. And so now we in this new year. What do you expect in 2024? What does your vision look like? Yeah, so I think for me, and again, no particular order or no particular order in as ranked in importance, I wrote down five things that I'm expecting more of. First thing I said was, I'm looking for more peace. More peace. Listen, my peace is everything. Meaning, I can't be in any environment where all hell's breaking loose, chaos around me, unwanted noise. And you ready for this? Sometimes, in order to have the peace that you've been looking for, you're going to have to set boundaries. And sometimes setting those boundaries mean you can't be accessible to everybody. You cannot be accessible to everybody. Like, I've learned last year that even in my healing journey, my grief journey, when I was going through that, I had to work on me, love on me, embrace the journey. And there were times, like I said, because I'm by nature, I'm always the giver. I give my time, I give my energy. And sometimes I'm giving my financial resources. But what I had to understand was I can't be accessible. I run a company. I'm a businesswoman. I'm a CEO. I'm a coach. I'm a speaker. I'm a content creator. So I don't have the time to just sit on the phone and just shoot the breeze. I don't have that. Like, I feel like I wasted a lot of time previously just talking and sitting on the phone. Now, don't get me wrong. It's nothing wrong every now and then having a good kiki and laughing it up. But when you are in a journey of working on yourself and trying to find yourself and you're looking for peace, you can't be accessible. Those who get it, those who look at you sideways, look at you funny, oh, she act like she all that. He act like he all that. Hey, let them keep thinking. Because obviously, they're being selfish and they're being inconsiderate of your time, of your journey of growth. Just saying. And so in this season, for me, my peace is everything. It is. I think that's, I want to live in peace. Living in peace also means sometimes you got to say, no, I can't go. No, I can't let you borrow. No, I can't lend. No, I can't volunteer. No, I don't want to do it. No. I was torn with that for years. I was like, I don't want to do that. But anyway, more peace. More peace is definitely important to me. The second thing I'm looking for more of is more support. I think as an entrepreneur, businesswoman, anybody who's in business, especially if you are a business of one or you really are just the team, meaning you the CEO, the CFO, and you don't really have a true backing team behind you like that, I think that too is important. Is finding the right team that can support your journey, that can support your vision, that believe in your vision. They see that you are the man or the woman with the brains and they're going to support you on that back end. They ain't got to be in the forefront. They ain't got to be all up in the videos. They believe in you. And you have a supporting team that really believes in you and want to see you win. That supporting team also means like the people who follow you, the rock with you, your community, building a community. Like, y'all, I'm so excited because you guys are taking this journey with me. I got so much to give you guys, from not just growing in life and being a better version of yourself and how to build the confidence and how to get over imposter syndrome and overcoming adversity and really truly working on yourself mentally and freeing yourself so you can be yourself. But you guys, we're going to also dig deep into growing your business, how to grow your brand, how to be the brand, how to be the brand ambassador of your vision, how to step out your comfort zone or your nervous zone and be more in front of the camera and be the brand, even on social media, and promote your brand. how to put systems in place, how to automate things, how to really truly come up with the tools and resources you need to grow your business. And like I said, I'm excited about that. I am so passionate when it comes to entrepreneurship. I'm so passionate. I've been an entrepreneur for over 10, 15 years. I was an entrepreneur when I was working for corporate. We'll get into that too. How to balance your 9 to 5 and when you know when it's time to take a leap of faith. Like, that's another whole episode. That's why I said, make sure y'all subscribe. Please make sure you subscribe to the Convicted to Grow podcast, y'all. The audio, go download it on Spotify. But if you're on YouTube, please make sure you are subscribing. But yeah, that more support is important. Having that true team to rock with you. And one of the things I said for me in this season, because right now I'm starting to get booked for more speaking engagements. Like, ideally, if I could put a team together, I want my in-house graphic designer. I want my photographer, videographer, my admin or executive admin. I want somebody who's over my marketing and sales and outreach, who's bringing in, helping me bring in new business. There's so many things, y'all. And people may say I'm bougie now, because right now, like even for now, I don't have a team, but I do have a team. They just not on a monthly retainer or payroll, but my hairstylist and my makeup artist, like shout out to Jeff, Makeup Machine, Makeup _ Machine, and Corey, which is Encore by Corey. Some dope brothers do amazing job. When I say the gift of hands, oh yeah, they the gift of hands for real. So shout out to them. So yeah, that's what I need, more support on that. The third thing I need is more love. Yeah, more love. People who genuinely love me, want to see me win, want to see me grow, want to see me just operate on a high standard of excellence, that unconditional love. And even when I put myself back out there, even on the dating scene, listen, y'all, that's a whole nother story too. That's a whole nother episode. But even with the dating, I want love this year. Whatever that looks like, but it got to happen in God's timing. If it ain't God sent, you got to return it back to sender. But I want love. I'm ready to jump back out there again and love. I went through pretty much, 15, 16, I'm going on 16 months now of my partner passing away from a heart attack that I had to witness. And again, some of these stories, I'll go into deeper detail based on the episodes. But yeah, so I've went through a state of grieving and healing and working on me. And so I know he's smiling down on me, and I know, may he rest in soul, and may he rest in peace and in love and in honor. And I know he wouldn't want me to just be here and just being sad. He knows that I'm a go-getter. But in the same token, I'm also a lover, and I love with my heart. I spoil. I'm just, yeah, I want love. And so that's not something that, if anything, I want more love when it comes to just the right people in my corner. Now, the love on the dating side, I'm praying on that. I'm trusting God with that. I can't rush that. I can't rush that, because making a rush because I'm want to find it, I can make the wrong decision. So that's something that it'll happen in due season. If it happened this year, it does. But the love that I'm talking about right now is the people on my team, the people around me that genuinely want to see me win, and they love me through my ups and downs, through my mistakes, my flaws, all that, they still love me. Number four, more sound decisions. I should have made that last, but oh, I already said it. More sound decisions. Being able to move with strategy and not emotions. I think it's so important that when you are making decisions, you make sure you make the best decision. Sometimes we don't make the best decisions because we will make impulse decisions, like shopping, for example, or we'll make just cloudy decisions because our vision is just not clear. And so I want to make sure I'm making more sound decisions. And that means the people I'm connecting myself with, the people I'm associating myself with, the people I do business with, allow me to vet. Let me vet my business, potential business partners or clients or customers. Let me vet them because, listen, all business ain't good business. Let me vet my vendors. Again, making sure that I'm making the sound decisions for that. And last, but certainly not least, actually, did I say 1, 2, 3? Okay. 6. More opportunities. I want more opportunities. I want more, which leads me to having more clients, more speaking engagements. I said this yesterday, Father God, put me in rooms I didn't think I qualified for. 2023 blew me away. I had a chance to have 5 speaking engagements from September to January. Wow. When they say, be careful what you ask for. Oh, yeah. Trust and believe. You better be careful what you ask for. And I asked God to put me in rooms I didn't think I qualified for, to let me operate in my gifts. I know you give me the ability to produce wealth, but let me operate in my gifts. So I want more clients. I want to be able to. My 2024, I don't want to be so much of the consultant side. I want to do more coaching and speaking. Right now, your girl, listen, I'm doing coaching, whether it's group coaching or one-on-one coaching. I have 16 right now one-on-one coaches that I do, from career coaching to business development coaching to confidence coaching to leadership coaching, all in different areas of their lives. And we'll talk about that too from the coach's perspective, because I think one-on-one coaching, it can be a little hectic at times, but we'll talk about that, which way you should go between group coaching and one-on-one coaching. Then I'm doing consulting. I am still doing staffing and talent acquisition. I've been in a recruiting space in the government contracting side for 20 plus years. And so I still do that. And then I do the motivational speaking, where people or companies will hire me to come in and speak to their organization, whether it's about leadership, confidence, imposter syndrome, business development, business growth, strategy, vision, purpose. What else? Women's empowerment. Like, I got a list of topics, per se, that I could speak on. Matter of fact, if you go to www.tressamans with 2 N's and an S at the end, because some people like to drop that S off, .com, you can go to my site and get more information about the speaking topics that I do. And if you're ever looking for a speaker, whether it's a keynote speaker or a workshop speaker, I've been successful with coming into organizations and doing 2 to 3 hour workshops for the organization and still tying the motivational speaking. So they're getting a 2-for-1. But the group also leave with key takeaways and strategies and exercises and collaboration and group exercises and all that good stuff. So yeah, so that's pretty much what I am trying to lean towards to go to. And the last, but not certainly not least, is more money. That ain't the least thing. I don't know why I put money last, but more money. Let's just keep it real, y'all. Y'all know if y'all had more money, what that looked like. No one deserves to, I don't like to use the word broke, but no, it don't feel good when you're financially challenged. I've been there, done that. When you didn't have any money and you're trying to rob Peter to pay Paul and you're going to bed with this heavy stress on you, your chest tightening up because you're trying to figure out how you're going to pay the bills. You got paid and the money's already spent and allocated to these bills. And some people didn't get paid this week. Like, I know what that feels like. And I definitely don't want to go back down that road. But Yes, I want more money, and I want more money because I want to be able to set myself up to have the nest egg and being able to make sure my parents is good. But my ultimate goal would be to retire my parents where they don't ever have to work. That would be my ultimate goal. Also, my daughter, yeah, she's 27 and she's still got some growing up to do, but even making sure she's good. So when it is my time to go, she's good. And to give back, the scripture says, give and it should be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running, they'll be poured into your lap. Yeah, I want to give back. I want to give back. I want to help nonprofits. I want to help the communities, those who are disadvantaged and those who don't have the same opportunities like I do. I want to get to that place. I always call myself, I'm a multimillionaire. I'm just ain't caught up with me yet. But yeah, I more money. So yeah, you have it, y'all. Listen, I said, I expect more in 2024. More love, more support, more peace, more opportunities and clients, more sound decisions that I make, and more money. Listen, so I challenge you, start writing down, what do you want more of in 2024? Now, wanting more is going to require you to do more. I'm going to pause for the calls today. I need y'all to think about that. If you want more, you're going to have to do more. You got to put the work in. In life, ain't nothing just going to be handed down to you. Hell, sometimes it is, but for the most part, you got to work for what you want. So I expect more in 2024, and so should you. So thank you, thank you, thank you again for this episode of Expecting More in 2024. Please make sure y'all check out the next episode that's coming up behind this. Make sure you subscribe to the channel and make sure you go follow me on all social media handles. I'm on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can follow me at Coach Tressa, T-R-E-S-A. And if you're watching the video portion, you see it right there in the description. So with that being said, y'all, listen, take care. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me. Thank you for taking the time to see me in this journey of podcasting. Let me say this right now. I'm going to put a disclaimer here. I am no subject matter expert when it comes to this podcasting. This is new for me. I had to get out of my head and just do it. And I said, God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. So meaning that if I only touch one person, one individual that can resonate with something I said on this podcast, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I may not always get it right. I may say things that are grammatically incorrect, like y'all and is and are, whatever. Please charge it to my mind and not my heart. We're in this thing together. I'm getting out of my head and I'm finally doing it. And so this is just the beginning of the journey. This is the first season. And I guarantee you, you ready for this? I guarantee you. Look, I'm standing on business. I put that on everything. I guarantee you. And this is the first 3-4 episodes that you're going to see in the first 2 weeks. Episode 20 is not going to look like this. Episode 30 is not going to look like this. Episode 40 and 50 and 60 and 70. Like, I'm going to keep evolving, working on my craft, get surrounded by other dope individuals, that's already doing it. Understanding the power of projection, making sure I'm not speeding up or slowing down, and making sure I'm giving you some eye contact, especially if you're looking at it on the YouTube. So there you have it. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. I love you guys. And until we meet again, and remember, free yourself so you can be yourself. Love you. That's a wrap for today's episode of Convicted to Grow. Remember, growth is not a destination. It's a journey. Keep striving to become the best version of yourself. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review so we can continue to bring you valuable content. And if you have a story to share or a topic you'd like us to explore, we'd love to hear from you. You can connect with me on IG, TikTok, or Facebook at Coach Tressa. To watch this episode, go to our YouTube channel at Convicted to Grow. Make sure you subscribe over there as well to get notifications for our live sessions and giveaways. Until next time, stay convicted, stay inspired, and keep growing. This is Coach Tressa signing off. Take care, and let's continue to make every day an opportunity to grow in life and in business. Love you.